You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you're here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep learning, growing, listening, learning to trust your intuition, living every day with intention, I love you. You're amazing. You're making this world a better place and you don't even fucking know it. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those tools, those conversations, that guidance that's helping you really take control of your life, live with intention, really tune into your intuition. If you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And I think that we can all agree now more than ever, these conversations can really help people. Really, really help people. I don't know about you guys, but October has been a wild time for me as far as healing and shadow work is concerned. I just realized I did some form of breath work nearly every day the month of October. It's been rough. If you've been dealing with, you know, working through your shadow, if things have been coming up in your conscious mind that maybe you thought were healed or you already worked through, if things are just really going a little haywire in your own mind right now, just know that you're not alone. And just know that this too shall pass. This is really the way I'm seeing not only October, but November, December, and January. It's kind of like recycling. Us healers, us light workers, we need to recycle a lot of these stagnant energies and thought forms that are holding us back from stepping into that next level version of ourselves in order for us to really truly shine our lights when it is time. We're getting closer and closer. I can feel it. I feel like there's going to be a huge shift when it comes to, I want to say, just consciousness in general in 2022. I really feel it in my bones. And I'm using the excuse for the next 3 to 4 months as we're energetically recycling the things that are not serving our highest and greatest good. Things are being brought to the surface to our awareness in order for us to work through them so that we can step in and we can shine our light and we can be the healers that we are meant to be. And that's all there is to it. I'm not saying that this has been a walk in the park because it hasn't, especially for me. A lot of things have come up through the month of October that I thought I worked through. I thought I was okay with. And clearly, I wasn't. And I'm just taking it day by day. And I hope that you are too. I know that a lot of other intuitives, sensitives, psychics, healers, whatever we want to call ourselves, are going through their own internal battles. And I just want you guys to know that we're doing it all together. We're healing our shit by ourselves, but side by side. And I am sending out so much love and support for anybody who is doing the fucking work. I commend you for it. It's not easy. And I know that this month and the stars have really made it well known for us to have to address these things, but you're doing it. and you're honoring yourself and you're honoring your healing. And that's what makes you the incredible healer that you are. So thank you for showing up, and just know that you're not alone. This has been wild. So many limiting beliefs have come up for me, and so much of my own inner dialogue has been not as nice as it usually is. And we're all going to be okay. Okay. We're all going to be okay. You got to feel to heal. This too shall pass. When we heal and when we sit in our shadow and when we honor these things and we just observe them and we allow them to be there, but we don't allow these stories to create our reality, we're changing the world. You're raising your vibration. You're shining your light. And I know how uncomfortable it is to sit with these feelings. Trust me, I've been doing it the whole month of October. I know how you feel so out of touch and out of power when you are doing this work, when you are sitting with your shadow, when you are facing your fears and these limiting beliefs that you have continuously told yourself time and time again. I know how much it sucks. I know how uncomfortable it is, but we got to do it. We have to honor these aspects of ourselves. It's not all love and light. It really isn't. But I promise you, even in your darkest moments, even in those freaking moments where you just want to lock yourself in your closet and just cry, in those moments where you're just wanting to just fall asleep so this internal dialogue would shut the fuck up, and you're just laying there looking at your wall, just letting tears cry, you're doing the work. You're doing the work, and I'm proud of you for it, and I commend you for it, because not many people can go through this. So many people are reverting back to not looking at their shadow and not doing the work, and it's not helping anything. You gotta feel to heal. And we're all doing it. And I'm proud of us, because October has been a complete and total shit show. And I don't think November and December are going to be any better. Thank you for the heads up, Hannah. But we're in this together, and we're doing it, and we're killing it, and we're going to really shine our light in the way that the world needs to once we are able to get through the things that we need to get through. So with that being said, I want to invite you all to my free masterclass that I am hosting on November 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is really, I haven't done a free masterclass in forever, but I'm really excited about this one. This one really came to me hard, and I'm actually looking at all the notes of what I want to go through, and it's going to be incredible. And if you are someone who is wanting to really step into that next level version of yourself, if you're really wanting to just work through all these things and heal your shit and grow and evolve and expand your consciousness and your awareness and just be who you are meant to be, come to this masterclass, please. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be such a high vibe container. If you're interested, I will have the information in the show notes for you. Or you can head on over to my website and sign up there. Again, it's November 1st at 7 p.m. If you sign up and you can't make it live, no problem whatsoever. I will send you the recording. So with that being said, something that I was going through this month was an idea that I've been kind of sitting on for a couple weeks. And, you know, my ego came in and was like, I don't think you should do that. And then my higher self was like, no, it really, you need to do it, Erica. You know, I think it's going to help a lot of people. And then my ego came in and was like, no, this is stupid. blah, blah, blah. And then my higher self came in and was like, I really think that you need to do it. And I think this is a great way for you to give back and everything like that. So I'm telling my ego to sit the fuck down, and I'm listening to my higher self right now. And I would like to offer on this podcast, free mentoring coaching sessions for anybody who feels like they kind of just need some guidance, or they just need a space to work through any limiting beliefs they have, or just ask questions, or just have a space where you can really be seen. Again, this is going to be recorded on the podcast. So if you're not comfortable with that, that's totally fine. If you are interested, if you'd like to connect with me, if you'd like to see how a coaching session or a mentorship session goes with me, you can head on over to my website at www.ericarusso.co and fill out an application for a podcast mentoring session. If I feel like this is a good fit, if I feel I can help you through whatever it is you are working through, I will send you an email and we will set something up. So again, this is something I really just want to give back. I really just want to create a space for healers, for light workers, for people who, you know, really just want to be seen and heard. I really just want to give back. I mean, that's really it. So if you're interested, head on over to my website and put in an application, I should say. So with that being said, I just want to riff off a little bit, and something that is just coming through me right now is the topic of thoughts, right? We as human beings, we put so much power into our thoughts, whether they are positive or negative or indifferent. You know, a lot of these, and I would dare to say that a lot of these things, a lot of these thoughts that are coming through us, and they might not be working for our highest and greatest good, and the ones that we're holding on to and really putting a lot of our energy in, they're just thoughts. They're not truth. They're just fucking thoughts. We need to really take a step back from, you know, thinking that a thought that's hindering our growth and hindering who we truly are and keeping us safe is something that is soul-led. Our soul is never going to tell us not to share our light. It's never going to fucking do that. All right? Don't put so much power into your thoughts, especially if they are negative, especially if they are holding you back. And something that I have learned along my own journey is that discomfort is inevitable, especially when it comes to growth, right? We get very comfortable in the safe zone. We get very, very comfortable in the safe zone. But you're on the path of spiritual and personal growth. You're essentially on the path to enlightenment. And the path to enlightenment is essentially the path of continuously stepping outside of your comfort zone. It's pushing yourself to different limits in order to truly go to where you are meant to be. You're going to feel resistance when you take the first step outside of your comfort zone. There's no doubt about it. There is going to be fear. I believe that, you know, I think that people think that the fear is essentially just going to go away. And that's just not true. That's just not true. There's going to be fear in so many different ways throughout your life. And you need to be able to just observe that fear and just continuously doing the damn thing. Okay. The more your business grows, the more you grow, the more you shine your light, the bigger your podcast gets, the bigger your blog gets, the bigger your Instagram following gets, there's going to be different problems that come along. It doesn't necessarily it's all not love and light and butterflies once you reach a certain follower count, or once you have this many email subscribers, or if you, you know, once you get to this number each month in revenue. There's always going to be different places where resistance is going to show up. And you just have to continuously be aware of that and continuously just keep on walking. Just keep on walking, put the fucking blinders on and go for it, right? Continuously keep on going to who you are meant to be. Keep on walking to that version, whether you feel resistance, whether you feel discomfort, whether you feel like you can't do it. Because you can. Your success is inevitable. And I want you to remember that. So with that being said, just especially for the month of October, November, and December, thank you, Hannah, again, for giving us the heads up on her podcast of, you know, the next coming months and what the energy has to entail. It's not pretty. It's not going to be a very positive thing. So just be aware of your thoughts. Be mindful of your thoughts. And when you catch yourself with a thought that's keeping you safe or telling you a story that is not true, just label it a thought and let it pass. Those good feeling thoughts, those thoughts that light you the fuck up, those thoughts and those ideas that just make you smile just thinking about them, hold those thoughts closer to you, especially in this time. Whatever it is that you are trying to manifest, whatever life you want for yourself, those visions that you hold for your new house, your new boo, your business, whatever it is, if it makes you feel good, if it really makes you feel good, and maybe you still feel a little bit nervous because it's something new and exciting and the unknown, but it just makes you smile and you can feel your energy shift when you think about this thought, hold on to those thoughts. Hold on to them and ask yourself when those thoughts come in, how would I feel? How would I feel about this if it were to be true? And I want you to bring that feeling into it, because when it comes to manifestation, it has nothing to do with the visualization. It has everything to do with the feeling associated with what you want to call in. So that's what I have to share with you guys today. That's it. I don't know. We're already at 17. Holy shit. I don't know what I just said. I hope it made sense to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. You're beautiful. Go fucking meditate. Go hug a tree. Go take a sea salt bath. Go shine your light. I love you guys, and I'll see you soon.